Well, and so when you say that's something I think about, you're just feeding the beast. The way you're thinking about it is not leading to any resolution at all. So if you had a choice, if you were to pretend with me that you did have a choice, what would you prefer to think about?
Well, you mean, what would I prefer to think about as opposed to thinking about that?
Yeah.
I could focus on all the positive things and blessings of my life.
So have you ever asked yourself why you don't?
I think I do a lot, but I guess...
Have you ever asked yourself, well, why am I suffering over what cannot be changed?
Right. No, I haven't.
It's a really good question. Guys, if you don't question your mind, it'll just loop. It'll just feed you junk.
Oh, yeah. A loop is a good word. Yeah.
Won't the mind try to find a reason why you're doing that?
Well, asking is empowering. The minute you ask, you're saying, huh, there could be a bigger consciousness than I'm aware of. Right? You're talking about consciousness. That's what expands. And so... it's not that you're always going to have the answer. Just in asking, there's a lot of power. But if you keep eating a food and it makes you fat or gives you indigestion or makes you nauseous, wouldn't you at some point say, why do I keep putting that food in my mouth? Right? And yet, we don't do that with our thoughts. We just feed them. Why do I keep tapping into mass consciousness and reacting to it when it's not really reflective of my true life? Your true life doesn't reflect mass consciousness. You know, but if you don't ask, you have no power at all. And is it an easy pattern to break? No. That's your parents' pattern. That's not even yours.
Now, as you talk, as I think about it, I realize it's connected into the larger conversation around choice, because what I was talking about last week a little bit was just, you know, how right now sometimes feel like I don't have time for anything else, and so it's in that context, right? It's the juxtaposition of now I really have no time for all these things I really wanted to do. When I had the time, I didn't make the best of it, kind of thing. You know what I mean? So it's kind of coming up for me now.
Yeah, you're a master at suffering. It doesn't matter what your reality is. Mm-hmm. You create the same feeling place no matter what your reality looks like.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
No matter how much abundance you have, your mind's in scarcity.
Right.
When you had all the time, you didn't have the energy.
I didn't manage the time properly, I'd say. I think I had plenty of energy. I just frittered a lot of it away, I guess, is my view.
Which is what you're doing now.
Right.
5-10 years from now, you're going to perceive this time the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
When you're an 80-year-old body, aren't you going to look back at this time and think, wow, I had all that energy and smarts and good and money and intelligence and backup and support, and why did I use it wasting worrying? You know, so it's not what you're doing, it's what's the feeling place you're creating, the same suffering. So if you want to look at it as, is it a mental? If it's emotional, it's a trauma you haven't really accessed and healed. If it's mental, it's just a nasty habit due to mass consciousness. Okay, so you ready? Take a big breath.
Yeah.